Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you dab. Sin City Radio.
Boss time was good, dawg. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Another edition of Sin City. This your boy Cash chilling as usual. I'm my main man, Father Time. Time was good, dog.
What's up, Holmes?
Chilling.
I didn't even hit you with the home skillet.
Yeah, I see. Still got my boy Wick on the line. Wick, what's happening?
Yo, what's up? What's good, what's Father chilling? Time? What's good, Cash?
What's up, man?
All right, man. Take this out, man. I'm going to jump right into this, man. All right. Us three. We've been friends, lifelong friends, right?
Correct the moon, though. Right.
And in the process of this long-term bond that we all got, we've had a lot of arguments.
Yep.
A lot. Now, let me ask y'all, what make y'all listen to me, man? What make, when I say something, that you actually take heed to what I say, rather than saying that, all right, man, this nigga full of shit, he just, you know, I mean, what make y'all say that, okay, he's being genuine with whatever he's saying to me, more so than, oh, he on some hater shit?
Well, first of all, who actually said that?
Nobody never said it. I'm just saying. I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Is because
you're not hearing me. I'm saying, who's to say that we take what you say? You may not take that shit.
We take the
we
whole
might just need to listen.
I heard you say
it. No joke, man. I fucked it up because I said it wrong. But go ahead.
Yeah.
I fucked it all up.
Yeah, you fucked it all up. Well, no, I'm serious. Seriously, though, man. I mean, what makes y'all, like, you know, what makes y'all say, all right, let me listen to what Cass saying. More so than, like, man, this nigga on some hating shit. All
right, go ahead, Wick. Wick?
I have people trying to listen to the show at the same time. I mean, you know, I'm out and about in a public place trying to get them tuned on to SinCity.Scoop.com. So I kind of missed that question. phone was getting passed around.
We gon' we fuck time.
Nigga, please.
Fuck, you missed the question. I look at it like this, man. I look at it like this. I figure we've been friends for so long. We've been through a lot of shit. We've been through a lot of ups, a lot of downs. You know what I mean? And I think that you have me in your best interest. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you say, whatever you're saying to me, you know what I'm saying? You got me in your best interest. You ain't going to tell me nothing wrong. You know what I mean?
I look at it, we can't even consider ourselves friends. We more brothers than anything. You know, our friendship that went past that level. That's why
Because
you don't just listen to friends, you listen to your brothers.
But friends at the same time, when you got brothers, your brothers can steer you wrong too.
Well, yeah.
Right.
True.
You know what I mean?
I mean, because we've all had our fair share of arguments. I mean, we've had some knockdown, drag out arguments.
Yeah, we just had one yesterday.
Right. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? We all have our arguments, but at the end of the day, it's like, just like, despite whatever y'all tell me, whether it got something to do with the show or whether it got something to do with our personal lives, it's like, okay, whether I may not say it on the phone or wherever when we talking, I might not say it at that present moment. Or once I hang up, or once we walk away from each other, yeah, I think about everything you tell me. You know what I'm saying? But I bring that up because it's like, I see people now that's like, damn, how the fuck, I mean, it's like, man, I don't think people value friendship the way that you should anymore, man. I really don't. I really don't think that people value friendship the way that it should be valued, because it's like, whenever you can let a motherfucker that's out of your circle start problems with your inner circle, something's wrong now, dog. Something is real wrong now.
Well, I agree with you.
I mean, because it's like, but you see it more common now than you ever did. I mean, yeah, you seen it back then, but now it's like, man, you could be with your motherfucking homie every day, and the motherfucker just come out the blue like, hey, man, I heard your homie said such and such. Oh, that fake-ass nigga said that? That bust-ass bitch said that? Damn. So then it makes me wonder. That made me wonder, well, damn, did you already have animosity towards that dude anyway? Or towards that female? And females got it real bad. Females do that shit so much. That dog, because I be looking, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of Facebook friends, man, and I be seeing shit posted. I'm tired of fake-ass people and this, that. Who the fuck are you surrounding yourself by? Well, you just tired of just being around these people on a regular basis. You know, well, rather, you around these people on a regular basis, and you just tired of them. Who the fuck are you surrounding yourself by?
The wrong people, of course.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like, God damn. At what point do you sit there and be like, all right, man, look, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what argument me and you have. Ain't no motherfucker that I just met a year, two, hell, maybe 5 to 10, don't tell me about me and you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no motherfucker gonna tell me about y'all. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no motherfucker going to say, man, you know, all the time, man, that motherfucker, hey, dude, you don't, with the arguments me and him going through ain't got nothing to do with you. You can't even fathom what me and him have been through for you to be talking about.
You have no
about,
comment on it. That's
right.
Basically,
If I did decide to open my mouth and say something to you, which I highly doubt I would, motherfucker, you just need to be a motherfucking ear. That's it.
No, you don't got no comments on it. People don't look at friendships like that no more, though. That's not how it is anymore. I don't understand.
Turn on you, man.
People turn on each other all day, every day.
And why? It's hard to find real good friends, man. It's hard. Motherfuckers that you can actually trust, you go to sleep or let your daughter sit around and stuff like that. It's hard for that, man. Can't just let anybody do that. I really don't understand it. But, you know, like people tell me, I live in the past. I always think my real friends always going to be my real friends. My brothers are my brothers. I don't give a damn.
I look at it like this, man. You know when you got a friend, is when a motherfucker can tell you something and be blunt-ass honest. And you don't get mad because that's your boy. That's your friend. Because your friend going to be honest with you no matter what.
Exactly.
No matter
right.
what. If it hurts your
right.
feelings, old fucking well. I'm your boy. Mm-hmm. I can tell you this.
I
I'm going to be straight up with you.
Like it or not, I'll see you tomorrow.
Them fake-ass motherfuckers going to tell you what you want to hear. Your friend going to tell you what's real.
Right. That's most right.
What's up, Mother Nature?
Hello.
Hey, Mother Nature.
Hi,
nice
how you
doing?
Speaking of friends.
Speaking of friends.
What?
Let's not
bother my friends.
All right, Mother Nature. Let me ask you. Now, we've been talking about this friends thing. I mean, have it ever been a time where did you actually second guess your friend because what somebody else said?
You do that with me all the time.
I don't second guess my friend.
Well, so no,
Wait a minute. What exactly do you mean? Do you think I need to understand the question right?
Okay, like, all right, like, just say a childhood friend of yours, a childhood friend that you grew up with, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all done had your ups and downs, your arguments, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, y'all still family, you know? And I'm going to use the word family because, you know, that's the way I look at my homies. At the end of the day, we still family,
right.
You know? But then you got this one motherfucker who ain't even a part of the clique. You know what I'm saying? All up in your ear saying, well, man, okay, hey, well, she said this, and she was acting like this. Did you see the way she was acting the other day? Nah. In hindsight, you might look at it like, okay, she was acting kind of funny. But then again, you know her because, you know, she always acts funny when it's like she might be around somebody that she's not comfortable with. But then it's like, this person can actually persuade you to actually be like, yeah, I feel you. She was acting real funny. But
no,
she was just being herself.
I'm going to put it like, I guess the best way for me to answer that question is, I know how each person that I deal with is, and I know how to be with them, and I know who I trust. I know who I trust with what. And so, you know, I guess that's the best way to answer that question. So I'm not going to let nobody turn my head into thinking one way or the other. I think for myself.
Okay. And you know what? You said something. And let me piggyback on that. Because you said something about, like, you know how to deal with your friends. You know
right.
what they're about. Okay, that's just like me, for instance. I'm pretty sure some strange reason my friends would probably call me a brat.
Right.
I don't know why, but they probably
would. Something got caught in my throat. I'm sorry about that, Cass. Go on.
Okay, I can admit that through life, I didn't learn how to get spoiled. I'm not going to lie about it. I have learned how to get spoiled. I can openly admit that. You know what I'm saying? So to see me come with this attitude like, okay, if you see me acting in my quote-unquote spoiled manner, You know that's me. You know that's how I act. But now, for somebody to come, well, hey, man, why that nigga act like that? Why dude acting all funny like that? And for you to come for Father Time and be like, dog, what's wrong with you? Why you acting like that? Fuck you mean why I'm acting like that? I'm acting like I always act.
Yeah,
but I know that.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So he ain't going to come to you like that because he already knows that. The person who already know you ain't going to come to you that way, so they're not going to come to you like that. So if I already know my friend acts a certain way and is a certain way, you know, I'm not going to come to her like that because I already know that's how she is, you know.
Right.
And, I have that situation come up. I have it come up a lot because, you know, that's how my friends are. But, and it's a lot of back and forth stuff. But then, you know, I'll just say, hey, you know what? That's just how that person is. And I'll just leave it at that. I don't expand on it any more than that. People, you know, if they're going to be around that person, then they'll be around that person and they'll learn it for themselves. And that's what you basically got to let them do. And they're going to make up their own mind if they want to be around that person or not. And, you know, when people try to tell me things about, well, you shouldn't be around this person or you shouldn't be with that person or this person's acting this way or this person, I say, you know what, I always know what people are doing to me, whether they think they know or not, whether they think I know or not. I am always well aware of what people are doing to me. So...
I got a message for all your friends. This is my message for your friends.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
Okay. All right, well, not Father Time. Let me ask you. I can honestly openly say, okay, I have developed brat-type qualities. I mean, I figured out a way to get sport, and I do it. Now, let me ask you, what would be, if I had to say the one thing about you, what would you say you were?
Wow, that's a good question.
We see you on the line, too, baby. You say what, dog?
That's a good question. So you're basically asking me, how do my friends perceive me?
How would you think that me and Wick perceive you?
Probably as an asshole. I'm honest, man. I'm honest with all of y'all, including everybody else. I'm very, very honest. When y'all ask me something, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. Which may make me come off as an asshole at times. But I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. You know what
okay.
I mean?
And you didn't hear me disagree, so.
Hey, but it's the truth. See, y'all know that's how I am.
Right. And I will be the first one to say, okay, if we somewhere and they like, man, your boy acting like an asshole, I know. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, well, shit, what y'all want me to do about it? This is just the way he acts. I can't stop it. He's been this way since we were kids, so I can't stop it. So therefore, hell, I couldn't stop it in over 30 years, so ain't no point in me trying to stop the shit now. Okay,
right.
Wick.
Tell them motherfuckers, man, they ain't fucking business.
Right. Okay, Wick. How do you think we perceive you?
The ass?
No, dang, both of y'all can't be the ass, though.
The alcoholic, man.
That's true.
That's true.
The alcoholic. Let's keep it real. Oh, Lord Jesus, y'all. Is coming
out. I mean, all right. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Bada? What's going on with you?
What's up?
Okay, now we got this question going now. All right, Bada. We're going to start with you.
Okay.
All right. If you had to look back and say what way that your friends would perceive you, what would it be?
Your real friends. We're talking
your
real
friends.
Not the motherfuckers you just met last year.
Oh, I have no idea, honestly.
You really don't? I mean, I'm going to give you honestly, now, let's be honest. Now, I mean, you know how you act. I mean, you know how you fucking act. You know what you do. You know how you act. All right,
I would really like to know.
No, I mean, no, honestly, if your friends, because these your friends, we can quote unquote, hey, if you want to say your bitches, your comrades, your motherfucking girls, whatever you want to call them. They know
the
how you act.
The guy motherfuckers, you know, if you want to get together with it, however you want to say it.
But they, if you ask them, and if they could be brutally honest, what would they say? To describe you, how would they describe you?
I know in high school we're probably naive.
No, we're talking about now.
Oh, I don't know now. I really don't. I honestly can't say.
Yeah, okay.
From one end to the other, so I really don't know.
Okay, well, all right. You don't want to answer the question. Janine, what's happening?
Nothing much.
Okay, but check this out. If your friends wanted to be brutally honest and they wanted to describe you, but these are your motherfucking girls, so you could take what they say, but if you really had to sit back like, okay, well, I would think my friends would actually describe me as what?
The Black Widow.
A Black Widow. Damn.
Okay, you need to explain
I'm scared to ask what it means.
A Black Widow has sex with their mate, and then they eat them. They devour them.
Oh Lord, butter must be on here.
You know she is. She always moaning.
I just said.
Nah. You mean seriously? Your friends would actually consider you a Black Widow? If I asked one of your lifelong friends to be like, hey, how does Janine act? They would tell me that.
Yes.
She just devour men. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
You know, there's other ways to call that.
I'm telling you, that is what they would say, yes. Ask the question, yes.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to keep my young away from you. Fucking young, my son. My age.
Why they got to be young? Your sons or something. Why they got to be young? I did not say nothing about them being young.
I'm just saying in general.
Okay. Mika, what's happening?
Not much.
All right, Mika.
What's
your friends have to, if your friends have to be brutally honest and describe you, how would they describe you?
Your real friends.
Probably. No, they probably would say that I'm serious all the time and blow things out of proportion. That sound like me. But giving. But very giving.
Nah, we ain't talking
very
about no
guessing.
Good shit. We ain't talking about no good shit.
I'm just telling you, that's what they would say. I told you the bad shit. The bad is that I'm going to click off on your ass. And I don't care
about like you trying to do right now.
I can translate that for y'all. I can translate. Everybody's being all nice with it. I can translate each one of them.
Nice.
They
ask the question. Y'all didn't say.
I just watched that movie, How to Be a Man, or How to Be a Lady Without Being
a Man.
Yeah, think like a man. I could translate all of that what y'all just said.
Renee, please don't say that. Please don't say it.
Let me ask the ladies a question.
Don't nobody take this personal. I'm not saying this about you personally. And now none of y'all describes y'all stuff as a bitch. Now I'm pretty sure y'all got a friend that say that would describe you. Oh, she's a bitch.
No, not me. Sorry. Well, you hadn't got to me yet. No. Nobody hadn't got to me yet. You ain't gonna get that out of my friends. I'm sorry.
Really?
They would have said, "Go make that bitch mad."
That's I mean, I'm just surprised nobody actually mentioned that.
I mean, I think
I know
everybody
some
can
Mother
be
Nature friends are straight
bitch.
Up bitches, but
you know what I'm saying? I think that you know we can be bitches at times, but I don't think in general. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to speak for everybody else, but just on an everyday basis, I'm just a bitch. That's my really close friends would tell y'all how I would describe Mika is she's just a bitch. I mean, why the fuck would they be fucking with me if I'm just a bitch? You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe they just used to you being one.
People get tired of that shit.
You know what? Your point, you know what? You got a good point. People do get tired. People do get tired. And I can't admit that.
Okay, I got you back.
Let me ask y'all. Okay. Looking back, in hindsight, looking back, I mean, any regrets? Like, okay, I mean, well, I ain't going to even say regrets, but it's something about you. Like, if you look towards your friends, like, if it was one thing I could change, I would. I'm gonna start with Butter.
Don't do that.
What the hell you mean don't do that? Dude, you on the show. We ask you questions.
Okay.
Come on now. Work with me.
Okay, so you say if there was one thing about my friend I could change or
no, about
one thing
you.
About my decisions.
Like, if you look back at, okay, if you listen to things that your friends might have said, like, you probably like, okay, you know what? Looking back on this, yeah, my friends did tell me this, and yeah, I could have avoided this had I listened to them. What would be that one thing?
Exactly. Ew, so many mistakes. The first female that I dated out in public. Yeah. I was told by my friends that she was a snake, you know. I didn't need to deal with her, and I went beyond, you know, went on my own little, you know, lust and all, and it was not worth it. I should have listened.
I tell you what, Bud, I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna help you out with this question.
Okay.
I'll go first. I'm gonna help everybody out because I think I know what he's trying to ask. He may have worded it wrong.
Okay.
But the one thing that I would do is I wouldn't be as harsh with the words that I use when I'm talking to y'all. I mean, because that makes me an asshole because I'm harsh with what I say. I would change that about me. That's what I would change about me. So I hope that's the question that you was asking.
Yeah, that was, bro.
Okay,
was.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Maybe I did word it wrong. I didn't think I did.
Well, you know, I don't get it sometimes, you know.
Well, I could tell by the way you was answering the question.
You should have stopped me before I went through all of that. You should have stopped me before I went through all that.
You was on the roll.
Nah, you should have stopped me before I went through all that.
Well,
it sounds like
sharing.
Something you really want to say. But that's what
that's
I would say about
moment.
Me.
Oh,
I wouldn't be as harsh when I talk to y'all, man. I wouldn't be as brutally honest.
Me, I learned how to stop the drink and at least control it. One of the two. Need to just stop it. Been trying, but it ain't easy. That's just me.
Don't bullshit me.
Okay. Mother Nature.
Well, I don't know. It ain't nothing really that I could change. I mean, I'm not going to stop being nice because I guess I could be a less bitchy, but.
That's true.
Ha ha ha.
Okay. All right, well, let's go to Mika.
But
Mika.
All of you like that when I'm mad.
Look, y'all starting to keep airing y'all little personal shit with these subliminal
hey,
messages,
that's,
right?
No, wait, no. See, you didn't get to me when that question was asked, because the thing that my friend said about would say about me is that I'm nice, but don't make the bitch mad. So if I'm mad, I'm really bitchy, so don't make me mad. And I'm not bitchy. So that wasn't a personal thing. That's what my friends say about me. So the only thing I could change is to not get so explosive when I'm mad. Pass.
Okay, that works. All right, Mika, what about you?
Something that I could change. That was the question, right? Something that I could change.
Right.
Wearing my feelings on my sleeve. That's one thing I wish I could change.
Okay. All right. Janine.
I want to come back to that.
I'm not changing nothing.
You should have known that was coming.
I'm going to be me.
You don't have nothing about you that you would change.
Well, can you quit killing them when you get with them? You got to quit killing them.
I'm not going to apologize for being me.
But can you stop killing them? You said you was a black widow.
You ain't no player.
I'm just kidding. Dang. Oh, my goodness.
Nice. Well, what would you change, for real? What would you change? You quit eating men?
I would consider other people's feelings more. That's something I would change. Mm. Instead of disregarding how they feel, because it's all about me.
Mm. Wow. I want to piggyback on. Well, first of all, what would you change about yourself, dog?
Me? It would probably be my temper towards y'all. No, honestly, it would be my temper towards y'all. Because, I mean, anybody that know me, when y'all make me mad, I explode, and I'd be like, man, fuck you, I don't want to hear what you got to say, and I will hang up on you. And I won't listen. I won't listen. I don't give a damn how. You could be damn near talking about. I mean, once you make me mad, it's like I'm not listening to you. I'm not going to try to listen to you. And I mean, then in hindsight, I look at it like, well, damn, maybe I could have listened to what the fuck you had to say. But once I get aggravated, I'm not listening to nothing you say.
You should.
It's like, yeah, it's like it goes in one ear. I'm not even going to let it go in one ear and out the other. I'm just going to be like, you know what? All right, bye. Click.
So you're like me.
Who said that?
So all that shit I say, you just go in one ear and out the other ear?
When you piss me off, yeah.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker.
Like, I mean, because you know what? I mean, because...
when you piss me off, and I'd be like, damn, man. And then it's like, especially with me and you are a perfect example. Because you don't want to listen, I don't want to listen. So, I mean, it's like, in my mind, I'd be like,
you the dog, motherfucker!
Oh, wow.
That's something going through my head.
Good one. That was right on cue, boy. That was a good one.
Hold on, man. I want to go back to something Meek said. You say you wear your feelings on your sleeve, right? Your emotions on your sleeve. Let me ask you a serious question. How many times has that hurt you as far as relationship-wise go?
You're talking about the opposite sex relationship, like my relationship now, or just with others? Oh, with opposite sex. Yeah, it does, because sometimes things just shouldn't be shown, and then once I've already exposed them, then I can't go back and fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already out there. And sometimes you just got to have that thick enough shell for that person not to know, what you're going through, or how you're feeling. Because it kind of goes back to, like, you know how guys be like, well, you know, it's an emotional, it's a sexual thing for us, but it's an emotional thing for y'all. Well, I'm the first one to give it away that it's an emotional thing, that it's an emotional attachment. When you're trying to play hard to get, or you out there, you know what I'm saying, when I was out there dating like that, it was quick to know that, oh, she's a catchy one. So I wish I just didn't do that. I wish I just didn't, you know, and I've always been like that, and now that I run this business, I definitely have to try to have thicker skin. So, yeah, it affects you.
Yeah, you could have had some of my shell. I got too much shell.
Now, I don't want that much now. That's just too damn much. My customers and everybody else be getting the short end of the stick. That's why I ain't fucking with you.
Okay, well, now, let me ask. Like, okay, with me, I'll be the first to admit that when it comes down to, like, relationship things, I try to hold things in. I try to hold it in. But then when I get to a point where I can't hold it in no more, I get, how can I say this, distant. I get distant on you quick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe not physically, but, like, emotionally, I get distant. Because at that point in time, I'm expecting the worst. So when I expect the worst, I'm just like, okay, well, whatever. But now my thing is, I mean, if I'm constantly trying, then I do get like that. I mean, what is a good way to bring me back? They like, fuck it, nigga. Don't come back.
What?
Fuck all y'all.
Right.
Okay, you didn't get distant, and you want to know how to pull you back in once you didn't get distant?
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, I don't really mean to be distant, but it's just like, I kind of like put up this, you know, it's like I put up this guard. I put up a guard, and I was like, you know, fuck you. I ain't fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck everything. But I don't mean it. I don't mean fuck it. But then it's like, you know, because it's like I feel like I ran out of options.
Okay.
But then at the same time, I know that's not the right thing to do.
No, it's not.
Go ahead. I was going to say it takes a special person to deal with somebody like that, because I'm like that. And once I'm to that point and I don't want to deal with you, then I'm in my own zone. So I tell you that my husband is the type, he's laid back. So when we first started dating, it would be easy for him just to be like, okay, let's just move on, let's get past it. Then he'll start saying something to me, or we'll start a conversation and things will be, you know, get back on track. Now, because I've done it so much, Cass, You turn around and you burn people out. They feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to keep trying to run back and fix it. you're going to have to fix it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because they get tired of trying to be the person that steps up and fixes everything or reverse the feelings and emotions that are in the air. They don't want to do that forever. So
okay,
I find my – go ahead.
No, I mean, okay, but then see that now what I'm saying is that's me. It's like, okay, I try to fix it, but then when I finally get tired of trying to fix it, it's like, all right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But I do know relationships go through the ups and downs.
Right.
So I'm trying to see what can I do to, like, instead of just getting to that point where I be like, fuck it. What is other techniques I could do to be like, all right, well, let me not just say fuck it.
Well, the mentality right there can't be there.
You said what
I got
now?
A technique you can use. I got a technique
what
you can
it?
Use.
What is
this
it?
This is what you do, dog. You cut off all the lights, you strike up some candles, and you just ask.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Okay.
Yeah, you gonna just piss her off even more. You can hang that up.
No, I'm not. Wait a minute, that could be a good idea now.
No, that ain't gonna work.
Look here, dick is good. Okay, well let me go down the roll call now. Let me take the roll call. We're gonna start with Mother Nature. Mother Nature. Can we fuck our way back into a good relationship?
Oh Lord have mercy.
Mother Nature.
Yes.
Can we fuck our way back to a good relationship?
No. I'm sorry, I didn't really hear what you said. I had stepped away.
You say no?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry, I had stepped away.
I said, can we fuck our way back to a good relationship?
Can you fuck your way back to a good relationship?
Yes.
No, it takes more than just sex for a relationship to work.
Okay. I mean, all right. Butter, can we fuck our way back to a good relationship?
No, you can't fuck your way back into a good relationship, but you can probably fuck your way back onto better terms where y'all might be speaking.
That sounds like a good relationship to me, kid. I don't know, but I'm just saying, maybe I'm the only one thinking this, but that sounds like I done fucked my way back to a better relationship.
No.
Hold on. I'm going down the line. Janine, can we fuck our way back to a good relationship?
Yeah.
Go ahead and say it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. With me, I would say yes.
Okay, I'm with that.
Because with me, it's not about just the control. You have to show that you have control in regards with me. You see what I'm saying? If you failing in the control and having power, you can't let me have the power.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you this. You know what I'm saying? If I'm telling you this, but you let me have the power anyway, I'm not gonna know what to do with it. I'm gonna ask the crazy. I'm just telling you right now. So you have to have that power over me.
Just,
I feel like that is part of that.
She breaking you down right now before anything even start or happen. She letting you know.
Right. So in other words, what you telling me right off the barrel? I need to tell you.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
I'm trying to get that established.
Yes. If you don't get that established with me, you in a losing battle.
You're in a losing battle once I choke the shit out your ass. Hey, see it.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
See it.
Hey,
Tom, what you say?
Who?
Tom?
Oh, I thought you said Mika.
I said, what you think, brother?
I don't think you can. You know what I mean? Because I think once a woman is like, fuck you, she mean that shit, man. You know what I mean? A dude would be like, man, fuck her, man, fuck her. But he'll go back to her. But once a woman say, fuck you, it's over.
That is so true.
I don't agree with that.
You know, that's when
there's a difference.
It's a different tone. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. Fuck
but
that
see,
black,
okay.
Dirty,
so,
dusty, black, spanking bastard.
So before you get to those, before you get to all that, I mean, when you just said the first two fucking niggas. I mean, I can come in and
snap that pussy back.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But hold on now.
Y'all, you do know that y'all can get up to that point too, right?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I mean, we could be like, oh,
he could be mad
I mean,
as hell. You cover that. Get down on your knees real quick.
All right, you know, you can fuck the dick, and, you know, we'd be like, oh, okay. And, I mean, it can work for a little while, but then, I mean, you can, but like she said, like, when she, like, fuck that dusty black ass nigga and all that, and, I mean, when we get to this point, and y'all done heard this before, and I'm going to tell you this again. When we get to this point, y'all know it's time for y'all to move the fuck up.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and God left him then and made it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Yeah. You know you better move the fuck around because I'm about to knock your ass down.
You is crazy.
Well, I mean, shit. At the same time, you got to realize, I mean, and women, and for the most part, and like my man Thomas said, a lot of times we take more than what y'all would take. We do. We take more than what y'all take. I'm a true believer that men take more shit off women than women take off men.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, because, no, come on, man. What y'all fuck dick? We damn near there. Y'all know that.
We don't know
anything.
And I mean.
Yeah, shit, you know, motherfucker, you know.
I got a question off the subject whenever we change the subject.
Okay, what's your question?
Look, I had this scenario. This girl calls me, and she was talking to me about her friend, which had contracted STD that she can't get rid of. So she's telling me all about it, and I'm telling her because it sounds like she's a young girl, and I was like, well, you know, tell your friend. She probably need to Google it, read up on it, find out what all she's going to go through, you know, just being like a mentor. So then I was like, well, I know somebody else who has that same disease. And, you know, they live a normal life. Well, and, you know, as normal as it can get. Well, lo and behold, a day or two later, she calls me and she goes, "Me, do you think that you could ask your friend to call my friend so they can talk about this STD together? Because she's freaking out like her life is over." I really didn't know what to say, y'all, but I just felt like that was kind of like, who does that? How can I hook two people up like that to talk? You know what I'm saying? People don't want to expose their personal business like that. And
well,
she didn't even know I felt that.
Actually, that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Because if that person's
not
going
a good
through
idea.
It,
you could have went to your friend like just told her just like you told us what happened and asked her would you be a type of person that would like to mentor somebody like that?
Yeah, but I mean they both. I feel like if Indianapolis is small, I don't want names to be exposed or numbers. That I don't think it's a bad idea because she is a young lady. I know she's young. She don't have any kids. You know what I'm saying? And she understands that the guy gave it to her and all this other stuff. He don't know. He still ain't went and got tested. But my thing is that I don't want my friend, I wouldn't know how to come to my friend and say exactly what I just said to y'all without offending her. And then we have to find a way for them to talk without exposing names and numbers. You know, like I want the young lady to get the support.
Check this out. I'm about to be an asshole, as my friends call.
Well,
me.
Be an asshole.
You should have never brought it up.
Oh no! Now you're being a real asshole right now.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay,
please,
go on, because I'm about to put your ass on blast. Go ahead.
Well, damn. Hear me out. Okay. If you said that, right, you said, well, I have a friend that's dealing with the same thing. Of course she's going to say, well, can you have your friend call my friend because
no,
your friend is dealing with it and she's...
No, that's true.
Why it's not?
No.
How come?
No. That is not necessarily true. Some people do not. I mean, this person is a third party. I am the third party as well. They're not,
but
you know, I'm not talking to her about the disease. She don't have the disease.
I would have never knew if you didn't bring it up. If you didn't say, well, hey, my friend is dealing with it, tell her everything's going to be okay.
It didn't matter. I was telling her to tell her girlfriend that it's okay that people live every day, normal lives. She just has to get through this. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to be that support system from a distance. She don't know me. I don't know her. I don't even know this young girl's name. She never, you know, the person that called me never said the girl's name, which I, you know, really appreciate the fact that she respected her privacy, but The thing of it is I was just trying to lead to encouragement. I didn't know that person was going to call me back and be like, well, me, can you help me put these two people together? I mean, I can't do that. Like, that's not going to happen. I mean, that's what we have hotlines for. Indianapolis is too small. So my question is, how is, to y'all, like, you know, was I in the wrong for telling her that? Because I try to find, you know, I sat down on the computer, try to Google some things for her to give to her girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? But just for me to tell my buddy to call her, that's not going to happen. Bullshit, that's not going to happen. I don't give a damn if I did.
Damn.
Shut the hell up.
Well,
I'm asking for advice.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can pretty much tell you what your friend probably be like.
What?
Fuck you think you're talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man.
Fuck you, man.
I'm serious,
y'all. I'm serious, too. I mean, wait a minute. Hold up. Because now, I mean, you got to realize that even though your friend is living a normal, productive life, who's to say your friend even want her business out there like that?
That's what I'm saying. And what the hell is Father Time talking about?
Because you already brought it up. Now it's in my head.
Shut the hell up. That's all you going to keep on saying. Shit, I need a better.
It's in my head. Okay, if somebody else out here dealing with this shit, I need to get in touch with that person. Hook me up.
Well, I mean, honestly, if you really want to know a positive way to go about it, then really you can, like I said before, you can go to her and be like, girl, I got off the phone with this person, and they was, or you can tell her, okay, I have something I want to say, and I don't want it to offend you or upset you, but I just got off the phone with this person, and I don't know how to go about it, but she needs somebody to talk to. And I told her I would be the third party, like I would call whoever for her, and she can talk to them so they wouldn't have their number or vice versa. But she needs somebody to talk to. Would you be willing?
She does. I definitely agree. This young lady needs some type of support, and that's what
and
I wanted to
do
give her. But
You can do
shut
that.
Up, Father Time. No, just shut the hell up. I don't even like your response. I'm not even talking to you no damn more. Okay, we could change it on back, but that was just on my heart. I had to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's always dealing with something, and that's real life right there, real life shit. So, you know, I know normally we be on here and we be, you know, shooting the shit and talking crazy, but sometimes you got to hit those realistic type topics too.
Hey, Mika.
What up?
Shut the fuck up! No! Oh, shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
You done over there?
I'm just playing.
That's all right. I see you at the little co-ed toy party, lingerie party.
We're just having a good time. All right, check this out. Check this out, though. I'm going to go down the list, and I'm going to give y'all some words, and I want y'all to tell me the first thing that pops in your mind when I say this word, sexually. Right.
I mean, you going to call a name and say it or what?
Yeah, I'm going to start with Janine. All right, Janine, the first thing that pops in your mind sexually when I say chocolate.
I can't hear.
Lord have mercy. Let me hit the cookie button on her ass.
Damn, head just exploded.
Popped in my head.
I told you, the whole head exploded. She seen six dicks, three pussies, and a
whole
set of titties.
No, but you got to say the first thing. You got to say the first thing that popped in your head. All right,
she seen all that at once.
That's how my mind works.
She called that fucking board. All right, Bud, I'm going to give you a word. You ready?
Yeah.
First thing that popped in your mind.
Okay.
Cherries.
Some cherries on top of a nice fat cat.
Really? Cherries on a cat? Hey, I ain't not going to hustle. Cherries on top of a cat. Nice fat cat. That damn boy, what a mind works in mysterious ways, don't it? Go ahead, dog. Go continue on, bro.
All right, wait a minute, man. I'm trying to find something for what Buddy just said. Where is it at? I can't find it right now.
Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it, man.
God damn.
She said cherries on top of a big fat cat. God damn.
Yeah, I've never heard no shit like that before.
So you have never put cherries on top of your girl and ate her up?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that went over my head. You said cat. I'm thinking of a fucking cat.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I wasn't the only one that was thinking that.
We talking
about
sexual.
Yes, you were. I was thinking, I was just the thought of a cherry being on top of a pussy. I was like, oh, that's different, but.
Oh, wow.
No, I was not thinking about a cat, dog. A feline did not enter my mind.
I was just thinking I never heard it called that.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
All right, move on to the next one, bro.
Mother Nature, I got one for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ice.
Oh, hell. Cookie. No, I said a pussy.
Oh. Okay. Mika, you ready?
No. She's like, no.
No.
I guess she,
Okay. Nika don't want to play?
I said who? I didn't hear what name you called. I'm making sure you said Mika.
Mika.
Okay.
M-E-K-A.
All right now.
Did I spell it right?
Right. You ready?
You ready? You ready, yep, for your word?
What up?
Caramel. Damn. Man, y'all mouths are working slow tonight.
I mean, it's not sexual. I mean, the guy just tried to sell me a caramel candy bar.
You can't think of nothing sexual dealing with caramel.
I mean, you asked me what's the first thing to pop in my head. I'm thinking about my caramel candy bar that I gave somebody a dollar for and I want it here on May the 11th. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's no, always
I mean,
one. Always
it's always
one.
And it's always
always
me.
One in the crowd. Trying to fuck with my groove. Why are you trying to fuck with my groove?
I can't do the caramel for the time. I can't do the caramel.
Hey, Mika.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
I'm just saying, I can't do the caramel. He could have gave me something else, but I can't do the caramel.
Okay, I'll give you another word.
Okay.
Wax. Hot wax.
Yeah, I just gone and passed, so I just pass me on up. It's over.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and end this, because y'all been smoking something. I gave y'all some good goddamn words.
Jesus.
But I tell you what.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes.
Ain't the one I want to play, but whatever.
I love you.
My ideas don't never fucking work.
Oh my goodness.
Well, damn, dog, you ain't get to us. What happened?
Right. You just stopped at me. You didn't. I told you to go on.
Oh, I'm my bad.
All right, dog. You ready for your word, man?
Yeah, I'm ready, dog.
Handcuffs.
Doggy style. I mean, think about it. She handcuffed doggy style. She can't do shit. Legs spread apart with her arms cuffed behind her back, face down. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like wow.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Give me another word.
I got to come back to you, man. Wick, you ready for your word?
Yeah. I need another word. I'm ready to play again.
Ain't your turn yet, man.
Come on, Pat Sajak. Give me another word.
You had a word.
All right, Wick, you ready?
Yep.
Blindfold.
Ooh, choking.
Oh, hell no.
Choking?
Yeah.
You gonna choke a motherfucker blindfolded?
that's like the sneaking in, the you don't know who that person is. It's, you know, it's a real
gonna fuck around and catch a case doing some shit like that.
The blindfold
down.
Oh, shit.
Choke.
Wow.
Everybody says. God damn, boy. Motherfucker. Whoa.
Yeah, that's a new one on me. All right, man, you ready for your word, dog?
Yeah, I'm ready, dog. I'm ready, Pat.
This is, well, yours is, it's all right. I'm just going to throw it out there. E&J.
A drunk fuck.
Ditto.
A drunk fuck. Boy, you if you can get a motherfucker to be better drinks of BNJ nowadays, oh, that's a drunk fuck all night long.
What a headache.
No, you ain't gonna have no headache. But that's a drunk fuck. Drunk fucks make to be some of the best fucking, because they a drunk fucker let you do anything.
Just
damn see, the drunk fuck, all they gonna, that's all you gonna hear. You all right? Okay.
I got one more word. Who want it?
Okay.
Who wants the last word?
Janine.
Okay. All right, Janine, you ready?
Because she her mind went she blew, she sure. Had to put some band-aids on. Let her.
All right, who want it, Miko or Janine?
Janine.
I'll take it.
Yeah, Miko talking about candy bars, man. We're going to pass her, okay?
All right, Janine, you ready? Last word of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Vaseline.
Oh, grease up on some silk sheet. Wrestle with your man.
Well, can I get my answer?
All right, man, here's your word. Vaseline.
Anal.
How did we know you were going to say that?
Lube up, baby. Lube up.
Oh, wow. Y'all killing
me. Daddy coming down the Hershey Highway.
Hershey Highway.
Wow, the Hershey Highway.
Hey, man.
Well, you didn't give yourself a word, Father Time. You need to give your own self a word.
It's my game.
Well, somebody throw you a damn
you
word, shit.
But yeah, throw him a word.
You don't see Penn Sajak trying to figure out what the word is on Wheel of Fortune?
I don't give a damn. You ain't Penn Sajak.
I'll tell you what. Okay, I'll tell you what. Jamaica, give him a word. Let's be fair.
Yeah, give me a word.
Give him a word, Jamaica.
All right, strawberry syrup.
Tasty.
What?
Your shit is wet in my damn candy bar.
Yeah, it was. Really, that was. That was about as black as a candy bar, dog. So.
No, seriously. My first thought.
Ain't it?
No, seriously, my first thought was nipples.
Okay.
I just said
you could leave that. I was next time say tasty nipples. So tasty titties or something.
Right.
I'm thinking you thinking about a big ass bowl of ice cream right about now. Ooh, that's tasty. Ooh, boy. That strawberry syrup on that vanilla ice cream show is tasty.
Oh, man.
Damn.
You, man.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
Most jerk, most motherfuckers don't like me.
All right, those are my last words. I have some new words.
I mean, there were so many other words we didn't miss. Oh, well, we're going to play this again next week.
Yeah, we'll do it next week.
All right, Jamaica?
Yeah, I'll still be on the candy bar.
No, we don't need you not to say candy bar no more.
I'm going
to
still be on the candy bar. That little boy said he going to bring my candy bar on the 11th. I need my shit.
Okay, now, if you're talking about candy bar, you better say something like a Snicker because it's packed full of nuts or something. I mean, shit. We can't keep you talking about candy bar.
Ooh, I'm still, I'm
going
to go hunt his ass down, too.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Just don't give her none of the words that have to do with the candy bar.
Okay, LaFonda number two?
Wow. Not LaFonda number two.
Yeah, she came with that LaFonda move, that was that candy bar. Like, what?
That was more the Rev type shit.
Nah, at least the Rev would have, every now and then the Rev would put a, get something out there. He's just
Oh, man.
He like a fucking candy bar. This little motherfucker, I paid this little motherfucker a dollar. I want my candy bar.
I want my shit. Because I don't trust these little Negroes around here. They then took my dollar and scammed me. That's why I wanted to know his mama's name and the address. I need my dollar on my candy bar.
Mika?
What?
Listen to me, okay? Listen to me very, very closely.
You
know, at some point, you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
Don't be playing around with my money. Money's hard to come by. I hustle my shit every day. I need my candy bar, or you need to give me my goddamn dollar back. Period.
Okay. All right. Well, check this out, y'all. All right, now, I mean, anybody, cncity.spruce.com, we've just added the I am part of the, so I am on the site, instant messages. Y'all know what that is.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? So now we can, you know what I'm saying? If you see me online, just IM me. Hit me right then and there. What's happening, Cass? You know what I'm saying? So we got the IM on there. So now if we see voluptuous styles on there, we ain't got to put it in the little inbox message. And then you didn't, well, damn, I ain't even read my inbox. I missed the message. Hey, we right on point.
Hey, man, let me interrupt you for a second, dog. I noticed you said if you see Cass online.
What about me, man?
I'll be online, too, you know what I'm saying?
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all see Father Time on there, y'all know I'm
damn.
I can't get that headache.
That's two good ones for you tonight, bro. Nah, but we added some new shit to the site, y'all. So we need y'all to post up pictures. We got a little picture slideshow going on now. Put your, post some new pictures up there. Everybody can see your pictures right on the homepage. You ain't got to click the photos. Right there on the homepage. It's all there.
Hey, Mika, did you just get my IM? Okay, now she.
Oh, we just featured. Buddy, your pic got featured.
Oh, damn.
Your triple E's.
Jeez, dude.
Ouch.
Jeez, man. Get it right. Jeez.
I'm taking away from you, huh? EFG.
Oh, yeah, that surely is right.
I'm taking away from you.
All right, now, brother, now, you know, you can't be letting them do that.
I like the instant message.
Yeah, whatever. All right, Sunshine. Everybody say hi to Sunshine.
Hi, Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine.
She didn't push one, but.
Hey, Butter.
Hi, Sunshine,
yeah.
With an eye.
Hey, nigga, Butter told you. She wanted to tell you this.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
The G's, nigga, the G's. Recognize
them. I said I was sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to take nothing away from you.
Yeah, I need to go get them remeasured.
You got to go get them remeasured?
Yeah, because I think I need a bigger size.
Okay, then let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you know that by the, if your bra don't fit no more?
No.
That means they got bigger, right?
I mean, they might have got bigger, or I shouldn't have put them in the washing machine.
Okay, I got you.
I know they've gotten bigger, though, but, you know, saying how much bigger, I don't know. I don't want to purchase, what is the next biggest size, a triple G or a ABCDFGH8?
And then I really need a J or a I or something. I don't know.
Damn.
You never know.
I mean, damn, how far? Okay, how far?
Because I was, before I got
balls,
a measure, after I had my last child, and I had got hadn't got a measure yet, I was wearing a triple D. And
okay,
when I
can
got
you
a
get
measure,
like
a... I knew I was in the wrong bra because my shit was, I had cleavage without, you know.
Can you get a 36Z?
Yeah, there's probably people that you know, get fake breasts, and you know that what's that lady who takes her breast and crushes beer cans? Have y'all seen it?
Oh yeah, that's a bad ass mm-hmm. chick.
Yeah, Jesus, so you know it's women with humongous breasts, but
no, seriously though, I would like to know what's the biggest size y'all ever heard.
Me, the biggest size I've ever heard is probably an M.
God damn. An M?
Mm-hmm.
I will brunch you them motherfuckers to death. You hear me? I would suffocate them motherfuckers. I would go in head first.
And they will suffocate you.
Hey, I'm going to die a happy man. And I got a big head, so I already know I'm going to jump in head first. They'd be like, boy, pull your head out. Nope. Just leave me here. Leave me here. Let me die a happy man.
Man, an M. Dude, imagine breastfeeding with an M.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell you, boy. Hey, I see some M's.
I'm very sorry, cousin, but I'm afraid this city life is a bit too much for you. I shall motor you back to the country.
I went to high school with, I know she was wearing way past the G, way past the double G.
In high school?
Yes. I mean, high school is just fine, too.
Right, what's her name? She on Facebook?
She had to get her bras like special order.
What are you talking about, Tasha Malone? Did I say her name out loud?
Somebody must know her.
Oh yeah, I grew up with her. Man, that motherfucker was humongous. Huh? You seen her too? I've been one time you damn near slobbed on yourself when she walked down the street.
Don't make me choke on my drink, man.
When she was walking down the street and you was just slobbing. I'm like, hey, bro. You like, did you see him?
Mm-hmm.
I remember I tried to pay $100 if she just pulled them out. Hey, you could just, when she pull them out, I bet when she pull them out, they sound like this.
And cover your foul face.
There you go.
Give me $100. I'll pull mine out for $100.
I want to see them silver dollars. Somebody want to see the silver dollars. The black silver dollars you call nipples.
Just saying, see, $100. See, yeah. Why? I'm with it.
Nah, that's all right, dog. That's okay.
No,
that is all
just
right.
Saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Hey, Mika, I meant to ask you. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my manager the other day, and he was like, you know, how much you gonna pay me to model?
Yes,
you
ain't
gonna
pay
me, huh? Yeah, that was my cricket sound right there for your ass.
Well, I'm about to give you his number because he need to holler at you.
What?
Ain't no free modeling around here.
Whatever.
He told me to tell you.
Photo shoot is in less than 7 days. I didn't see you on the roster.
Oh, you got a photo shoot?
I'm modeling live.
Hmm.
Wait a minute, Jamaica, you got a photo shoot going on?
Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
Sorry.
I got cowboy boots in the robe right
Where's
here.
Where's the rock at? I want to look on it.
I just had somebody inbox me about that, too. Could they come to the photo shoot? He was like, please. I said, can you sponsor? He was like, I sponsor. I said, well, shoot me that email address.
So wait a minute. Let me get this right. You're not inviting nobody to the photo shoot. All right, now, Jamaica, I ain't want to say this, but you know, we work together, right? You know, we help support you, you help support us, right?
All the time.
All right, but I mean, you know, we ain't asked for no revenue back, and I know you made a couple of dollars. So, I mean, we can't get to the photo shoot? What, goddamn?
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
I was just waiting, really.
So I'm supposed to tag you. You trying to go to the photo shoot?
Well, yeah.
We need a presence.
I want to be in a photo shoot.
No, you're not gonna be in the photo shoot. Let's go ahead and get that out in the open now. That's a negative. 10-4. That's a negative.
Y'all need male models.
Not in this photo shoot.
Y'all need to keep the women.
Look at
somebody.
Smart ass over there. I knew he was gonna say something smart.
It's gonna be naked. It's gonna be like half naked women there, right?
Yes.
I don't need to be in a photo shoot because I'll be right over in the corner.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Y'all are a mess.
Gotta love y'all. Hey, when they turn around, be like, what the fuck you doing? You just look at them and tell them.
I apologize for my outburst.
I know this is adult, you know, station or whatever, but I had one of my models today, you know, try on her little stuff or whatever, and my son was sitting right there in where we was at, and he was playing a little game, and she was like, is it okay if I walk in front of your son? I was like, yeah, you just got on the court. She just had on the corset and some bikini-style panties. So then I was like, oh, you look good. That fits perfect. So then my son goes, looks up, he was like, very impressive. He's only 5, y'all. He's only 5.
Oh, wow.
So she just looked. She was like, how old is your son? I was like, he's 5 years old. Okay. And she was like, oh, okay. And so she blushed and everything. It was the cutest thing I've seen.
Let me tell you what your son's really thinking.
What?
With pussy.
Boy. Well, I had to share that with y'all because it was hilarious, and I'm glad that my man is a man. That's all I'm gonna say. Glad that my little man is a man.
As a matter of fact, I'm gonna really tell you what he was really thinking when she turned around.
Man, I knocked the dust off that pussy.
I will tell you, y'all gonna be proud. Y'all gonna be very proud because you know we're supposed to hook up with Waylo, and so you know the models I picked are really, really nice. They are plus size and they represent plus size very well. I did a good job. I'm patting myself on the back. So you know what I'm saying, Cass, you want to come to the shoot? You're more than welcome. We're going to Lafayette, Indiana. By the times, if you come up this way, you can come too. That'll be fine. But don't
you
touch your mind, because I don't want no lawsuits.
I'll be doing, hey, they be walking across stage, and them little see-through shit, I'm telling you, I have to hit your favorite line, dog. I'll be like, hey,
bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Can't be walking around me half naked.
Oh, man. I'm excited. I'm ready for y'all to see the photos and everything, so, you know, it's work in progress. And Janine, we got new stuff.
Oh, my gosh. We got a lot of new stuff that I know that you would love. I've added it to the site, so if you want to check it out, you can look on there real quick and peep out what I added. But everything
now,
that you like is on there.
I'm going to tell you, whoever bought them shoes,
Yeah, ladies, I expanded, too, to shoes. So, yeah, the shoes is on point, I will say.
And they read.
And they red. And they stilettos pumps in the club.
And they red.
Yeah, I got some good stuff on there.
See, Mika, the only thing, see, what it is, see, you new to the show, so it they know what I'm talking about when I say they red.
Well, whatever. I mean, it don't make me no damn difference. Just sell them.
I mean, red.
That's all I'm worried about. I don't give a damn what the hell y'all red stand for. I know what
red
stand
no,
for.
No, calm down.
Red alert.
Red
in the bank.
Red is sexy. And I love the color red. That's all.
Is that what you was trying to say? Because everybody knows that red pumps and nothing else on is the shit. I mean, what the fuck?
Hold on. See,
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
just red pumps. It's not just red pumps. It's
what
also red socks. It's also red socks.
You know what?
Hey, anybody on the show? Butter, what do I got a fetish for?
Red socks or red toenails?
Janine, would you tell them what do I got a fetish for?
Red socks.
See? So now you acting all tough. Don't even know what's going on.
Father Time, you can kiss my yellow ass.
No, you're
wrong! I just told you. Stop messing with me.
Hey, check this out.
He's not as tough as you think.
You're as tough as you think.
I'm as tough as it gets.
Cause this is Sin City. You know what happens in Sin City, right? You know we're on a mission.
We're on a mission from God.
Lord.
Yes, we are.
All right, don't do that, dog. You know, Butter's gonna get to talking crazy.
Lord.
Oh my God, it's the Illuminati.
I didn't say nothing about the Illuminati, man.
I'm just saying that about the Illuminati. I'm saying, Butter be talking about Sin City and it turns Illuminati. Tell everybody. But Sin City that turns Illuminati. Oh my God.
I didn't
know how to get, dog. You said you got
what he did was bogus, but I ain't saying nothing. Don't go there.
Hey man, we can take a picture holding up the Illuminati signs, dog.
Don't do that.
No, but you was right about LeBron, though. I watched that video about 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that motherfucker is doing some shit.
Yeah.
Look, we're not even going to
get I give you credit on that one.
I appreciate it.
Hey, man, that motherfucker was throwing up some
red
signs,
to
dude.
Illuminati, we be talking about every day.
All right, y'all. Hey, we coming to the end of the show. Y'all motherfuckers still saying we killed the show.
He need a shot after that one. Look.
All right, we gonna start Mother Nature. Mother Nature, you got any last words?
Good show. I'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up. Any last words?
Who?
Mother, any last words?
I enjoy myself tonight, and I will see y'all. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, would you stop it?
Yeah. It's okay.
Mika, you ain't last word.
Well, I ain't got shit to say. Y'all know where to find me. Y'all caught me on a bad week this week. Now, normally I don't say much, but I'm saying something today. I ain't got shit to say.
That's what you got some goddamn sense, people.
Hey. It's
gonna
be
all right. All right, Janine.
Any last words, baby? Good talking with you all, good people. I will see you all tomorrow.
What's up? All right, we see we got Sunshine on the show. She ain't never say nothing, but we see her. So what's happening, Sunshine? Dog, you got any last words, man?
Hey, dog, SinCityDocSpruce.com, man. We get our AM going on, man. Get in the chat room or something.
Right, that's what they do. SinCityDocSpruce.com. Get in the chat room. Hey, if you see us on that, hit us on that IM. Hey, let's get it in. All right, y'all. Until tomorrow, peace out.